This is Dr. Mejia, the example of the patient, Luz Aponte, medical records 141-345, Delaware 35-1955, referring physician Dr. Linda Nieves, procedure performed EGD, secondary procedures. Biopsy, that other procedure, June 12, 2024, indications GERD, post-op diagnosis, impression 1. Polyp in the body, that's common. Number 2, status post gastric bypass. Number 3, esophagitis at late class C with esophageal ulcer, pure paragraph. Step insertion, second portion of the two. Step insertion, jejunal loops, complication on immediate medication, aspirin, anesthesia, care, pure paragraph. Over procedures for EGD temp, after infection was obtained, patient was put in the left lateral tuberous position, periscope was introduced into the mouth, advanced to the oropharynx, esophagus, stomach, into the second portion of the duodenum, the esophagus, stomach, through the anastomosis into jejunal loops without complications. For examination, perform pulmonary draw period, oxygen saturation, blood pressure monitor, and the procedure period. Findings, oropharynx pyanoma, pure paragraph esophagus, there's erythema and erosions with ulcerations of the distal esophagus consistent with a class C esophagitis with a clean base ulcer. Biopsies were taken, period. Stomach remnant is present. This is consistent with anatomy, status post gastric bypass, pure biopsy taken from the body, the stomach, rotted pylori, pure paragraph, biopsy taken from, there's a diminutive polyp, also in the body of the stomach, biopsy taken, period. Jejunal loops examined a pyanoma, pure paragraph, recommendation 1. Recommendations 1, for pathology reports, number 2, anterior inflammations, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, monitor clinic legs number, patient needs to follow up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks period, we'll start a patient on protonics, following against BID, next number, patient will have a repeat EGD in 6 to 8 weeks to document esophagitis healing and gastric ulcer healing, period, paragraph, end of dictation.